They can smell it right now. So the male couldn't have referenced to Shlomo Tome. So when it says Chutz Megidin Oshim, the second Russian says, it doesn't mean Gidin Oshim alone, but it means Chutz Meiche Gidin Oshim. Shlomo Tome also. Even though by Shlomo Tome he has a way of making it is, but right now it's still not his. So it's possible, because the Shtar is a Chassabon. Now, this is Rabbi Yehuda's Shtar. But when you go to the Rashba, you see that the Shittas of Hashem, that the Rashba mentioned, Vike, when he said, Vike Mandoma, the three Lishne Priga Adode, the Lishmuel Lishta Matone Oil of Apois Kone, or Lishne Basra Loikone, so it's not the same as Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda's Shtar, he mentions it in, so it's not a Shittas. So what is the pshat in the first lotion in the Rajbo? The three lishne priga adode, the lishmuy lishta matone, hoil ba chuyis kone, u lishne basra lo ikone, now we have the kashe, but the Gemara says in the basra, in so many words, arise di parsoi abo in shniin, so, and there it's not with the Tamalach. Not with the Tamalach. Now, and they say, and what is the machlekes between, according to these rishen, the three lishne priga adode, and what point is the machlekes? In other words, the first lotion holds, the dinner malchus applies not only to something that is retail tamelech, but also to things, to all matters of dinner moment, b'nod mechaleh. Tomer, that's the first one. The second question says, Tomer chutz mechid b'din oshin. Why don't we apply dinner malchus a dinner? We got mishtam atoneh, because dinner malchus a dinner applies only to something that is retail tamelech, but not something that is not retail tamelech. But the kashon rajwi is, we see the Gemara says in the Batra, Rizri Pasoya, Boin Shmi, and there is something tamelech. So the pshat is like this. The first lashon holds, you see, according to these rishenim, both rishenim agree that if the Mishnah says sheirim, it doesn't mean sheirim you can take advantage and make the sodding to eat. Sheirim means it's valid at the very outset. Whether he resorts to court or he doesn't resort to court, whether he recovers or he doesn't recover, whether he makes a kinyan or he doesn't make a kinyan, it's his. That's the pshat of sheirim. At the very outset, it's his. It's kosher. So Mele, the first lotion holds that the dinin malchus a dinay is a kinyan, you see, as a kinyan, not only as a heter against get, but as a kinyan. So it applies to all matters, even matters that are not. Why? The first lotion holds that the concept of kibush apply is not to be limited only to things that are with Tamala, but to all matters that of dinin moment. There is a din of kibush. And kibush is a kinyan. So maybe the first question holds that even matters that are not with the Tamalek. So din malchus a dinay and kaita change it from the nation to Mikabel. And it's not even necessary to resort to courts to enforce it, to make a kinyan. That's the first one. The second question holds no. That when the Mishnah says Sheirim, it couldn't have reference to Shtar Matone. Why? Because Shtar Matone is not something with the Tamalek. If it's not something for a so the concept of kibush couldn't apply to it. Kibush applies only, the exercise of a may of the old Sichain, applies only to something that is a Samalek. Not to matters binod mechaveire, bin a moment is binod mechaveire. So, to the Gemara says, Avi said, Fatso Yabon Shinin, so the Pshat in the Gemara, so according to the second version, the Pshat in Avi said, Fatso Yabon Shinin is as follows. Now, let's say, Ruben was the Morikam. Ruben was the Marikam, and Shimon was Marzik in it. Let's say for 10 years, not 40 years. The law of the Malchus is that only a possession of 40 years gives title to the Malchus. And until 40 years, title is to be vested in whom? It's to be vested in the Marikam. Al Pidin, after 3 years, who gets title? The Malchus. So the Gemara says, in Koras, because of that Dinu Malchuse, so if there hadn't been that Dinu Malchuse, so if let's say the Marzik had 3 years possession, and then the Morikami would take it away from him, what would it be? A goblet. He would be a goblet. Because the Marzik gets it. So in Koras, in view of the fact that there is a law, that there cannot be any address possession until 40 years. So Mele, if the Morikame will take it away from the Malzik after 5 years, after 10 years, he will not be a Gavra. But it doesn't mean that if the Malzik keeps it after 3 years, the tea is out, you see. So in other words, that's the pshat in Aris Vipasso Yaboyim Shneim. In other words, that it's not Gezel. But, so if the Morikame will take it away from the Marzik, he's not to be treated as a Gezel, because it's not Gezel. He's done the same home. He's done the same home. But it doesn't mean that if the Marzik retains the possession after 3 years in Eretz for us, that he is a Gezel. You see, according to the first lotion here, which says, Dine Malchus Adine, that Dine Malchus Adine, as a kinyan, applies to all matters, so then the pshat in the Aris Paso Yavoyim Shinin would be that in Eretz for us, if the Marzik will have it 3 years, and he will retain possession, he will not turn it back to the Moetame, so the Marzik will be a Gazer. According to the second Loshin of the Mechut Mechigil Noshim, the pshat in Aris Paso Yavoyim Shinin is that true, the Marzik, if he retains it after 3 years, but 3 years, he is not a Gazer, because there is a Dinator, the Marzik gets it. But if, let's say, the Moetame is a tough person, and he comes and takes it away from him, so the Moetame will not be a Gazer. So that's the Machlekes, according to the first Loshon in the Rashba, between the first Loshon here in the Gemara and the second Loshon. The first Loshon in the Gemara, the Malchus, now both the Sheinis agree that when the Mishnah says Ksheirim, it means Ksheirim right now. So maybe the first Loshon holds that Shtamatone executed in court is kosher. Why? Because it holds the Malchus Adine applies to all the Malchus. Even something that is not with Teres HaMelech. Because the Din of Kibush applies to all the Malchus. Mashenk in the second Loshon, he says no. Tonechut Mechid in Loshon. Now, Ksheirim could not have reference to Matonic, because the Shtamatone is invalid. It's a Chasmeval. True, there is a Din of Malchus. So it's no Gezel. But until it is enforced and the Mikabo makes a kinyan, to whom does it belong? It belongs to the nation. So Mele, when it says Chutz Mechid in Loshon, it doesn't mean only Gidin Loshon. It's not kosher. Even Shtamatone, it's not kosher. So that's the Machlek. Well, they'll have to recognize it, because the Gabi Masin, so from the Gemara will come, it's Mashma, it's a Chay. So it's not just the Tzeinohom. Tzeinohom wouldn't make it a Chay. Tzeinohom would make it no Gezel. In other words, if the tax collector collects, so it's not a Gazer. But why should the Mavkia be a Gazer? You see, and there the Gemara says that if of course Halvoy of Nakum is also there, so then it's Gezel, the Rambam passes off like that. So in other words, so we have to say that Ligabi Dvorim that Dalit Eretz HaMelech, then it is based upon some reason other than Ritzinom. What other reason? Either Kibush or, as Rashi said, because of Dinim is Dalit Nea. So Ligabi Dvorim that Dalit Eretz HaMelech, now I'm sorry, no, it couldn't be based upon Rashi's time. Because according to Rashi's time, because of Dinim, so it shouldn't make any difference whether it's Ligabi Dvorim HaMelech, or it's not with us, because Nenei HaMechui has to adapt the code in regard to all matters. You see, so it must be, so in other words, so it must be based upon the time of Kibush, where it's with us, HaMelech. This is how they'll explain 1 second. So because it's the same home, so the mill it's not Gezel. So it's not Gezel according to everyone. So the Rishonim would say that there is no Din Malchus Adina in Meras, not with Eretz HaMelech. They mean there is no Kinyan. Title doesn't change in Meras that is not with Eretz HaMelech. But Gezel it isn't. Gezel it isn't. You see. Yes.
I thought the Rashi, I don't understand. You disregard the first comment of the Rabbi, and they continue between one and the
This is what he means,
so
Rabbi.
So that's what he's trying to say.
That this is what.
This
is, first of all, if you looked up the Rabbi Yehner in Bulbasa, so you see that Rabbi Yehner mentions, in discussing Din Malchus, he says, it's like Hefka Bez Nefka. And in discussing Hefka Bez Nefka, Rabbi Yehner says that the whole halacha of Hefka Bez Nefka is it's not Gezel. If the Rashba doesn't mean you thought that the Rashba means that the Rotzen of the Melech was, that the Rotzen of the Melech is,
no, well, then,
that, that the moment you don't cheat after a trial takes place, after a suit takes place in court. No, that's not Pshat and Rashba. No. I know, I mean, this is how, no, he doesn't say it. He says, Al-Kedin, he doesn't mean a Melech Mafkia Momen, that he doesn't intend to be Mafkia Momen. The Melech, when he passes the law, so he means that it should, that title should shift immediately. But Al-Pedin cannot be Mafkia. The law of the Malchus, Al-Pedin cannot be Mafkia Momen, only after the remedy is taken. He doesn't mean, you see, you interpreted Lishna Melech Mafkia Momen in the sense that it is the intention of the Melech that the Momen should not be Poka until after suit had taken place. No, that's not what the Rashi means. Because if you look up there, Rabbi Dalil Chamayini, you'll see that this is not what Chamayini says. He means Al-Pedin, the Melech cannot be Mafkia Momen Israel. He cannot be Mafkia Momen Israel until after the remedy is taken. Why? Because the whole effect of Din Malchus is that it isn't Gezel. So really, if it isn't Gezel, he can take the remedy and enforce it full court and make it clear. So he doesn't mean Lushishin HaMelech Mafkia. He doesn't intend to be Mafkia. The Melech intends to be Mafkia immediately. But Al-Pedin cannot be Mafkia. The moment. No, I love it. אלא לפי שהמלך מפקיע מומי ישראל את חברי אלא כל זמן שהוא בולודים באחורי שלהם. Only after it is enforced, then it is פוקה. Not that the Melech doesn't intend to be מפקיע until then. The Melech intends that the moment should be פוקה immediately. But Al-Pedin, it's not how, that first moment is not how until after the suit is taken. This is what he says.
There wasn't a suit by our case in the mission, there wasn't a suit.
All right, so he says, no, one second. We hold the Kovashmuel time in Malchus Adine. Chidush is in Amir Yochel Arzabe, Oy Chekro Hufko Menasode, Bidin Malchus Adine, Uch Sheyar Zikbo Alo Yiske, Veloy Vishtar Atzme. So the first question says that Sheyrim has reference to Shtar Atone too, but the Pshati Sheyrim is that if the Mikabel took advantage of the Bidin Malchus Adine, and he resorted to court, and he did recover the land, and he did make it king Yechazoke, so then it becomes his. That's the pshat in Cheres. The second question also, no, that's not Cheres. Cheres means Cheres Mamesh. So Mamele, it cannot have reference to Shlamatone. Right, now here, Vodi Koma Shmuel, Taimim Shudinim Al-Khus Adine, Chidushe Shinamecha Yochel Arzabayei, Shekvar Ufko Mimenu Atzode Bidinim Al-Khus Adine. וכשירזיק בו הלא יזכה ולא ישתר עצמי, זה יחבו. וכמשעתאי מאיר בשתור עם אחר, זה מזו זה קונן. Then he said something else. Iname. Then there's another notion. Iname, that's also part and parcel of Rabbi Yehner's pshat. Iname אפשר בשתר. וכדאמרין אין עושם, היי סיתום תקניה, ביאסרד אין היגל עם מקנה, ודינה למלכוס אין נאמה כמינו גהב. So here we have another notion, Rabbi Yehner. So one notion, the first notion of Rabbi Yehner is that there is no machlekes between the first lashon in the Gemara here and the second lashon in the Gemara. The machlekes between the first lashon in the Gemara here and the second lashon in the Gemara here is only in respect to the pshat of Kshirim. The first lashon holds Kshirim means as long as it can become valid, even though at the outset it's not valid, as long as the Sodeh can become the Mikabel. So that comes within the term Kshirim. The second lashon holds no. Kshirim means Kshirim. Not that it can become his. He has the possibility to make it into his. No. Sheiris means it is his. So Memele, it cannot have reference according to second motion to Shtore Maton. Only to Shtore Rai. Because Sheirim, according to second motion, means Sheirim at the very outset. Whereas the first motion holds, Sheirim does not necessarily have to mean Sheirim at the very outset. If it's Sheirim at the end, so it also comes within the meaning of the word. That's the first motion in Rabbi. Then the second lashon of Rabbi Yehner is no, that the first lashon, that the first lashon also, the first lashon in the Gemara also agrees that Kshirim means Kshirim at the outset. So then the question is, how can the first Russian say Dine Malchus Adine and Kshirim has reference to Shtamatone? But Shtamatone is not Kshirim, it's a Chasme Ba'alme, the Howard says. It's only the effect of the Dine Malchus is only that it's no devil, it's a Mikabel, enforces it, and the resort to court, so it's not devil. It's not devil. And after you make a Kinyan, if he succeeds, if he's properly making a Kinyan, then it will become his. So how can the Mishnah say Kshirim? Kshirim implies it's already his? So the second version of Rav Yehuda says that according to the first version of the Gemara, who says Dine Malchus Adine, so Kshirim really means that the outset is Kshirim. The question arises, how can we say that the outset is Kshirim, but after all, there is no halacha of Dine Malchus Adine to make it in yet? So he says, then according to the first version, it comes within the halacha of Simtus. Now the Gemara in Bomitia that find out how Simtuse be asked me the legal mikmiya they call it. What does Simtuse mean? Simtuse means if, let's say, there is a custom prevailing among merchants to make a mark upon the merchandise, let's say with pencil, crayon or something, and that is symbolizes the conclusion of the transaction. Let's say certain merchants have an established practice that when they conclude a Mecca, a transaction, so the Meche puts a mark on the Schera. And that symbolizes that the transaction is concluded. Or, let's say, if there is a practice to give a Kiev cup, and that concludes the transaction. Now, in the diamond industry among the Jews, is the practice is, even today, that when they conclude a transaction, they shake hands. And that is accepted as a sign that it's finished. Now the title shifts from the Mecha to the Kea. So that is the Kea. Is the minute. In other words, Simtuse means minute. Simtuse means minute. So the Rashba says, the first Lashon, you see, first, the first Lashon in Rabbi Yehuda is that when Shmuel said in the first Lashon, Dine Malchus Adine, so Shmuel didn't mean that it's Kshirim at the very outset, but he meant it's Kshirim only at the end. If you enforce it, so the first Lashon also agrees that the Makabel doesn't get it. Now the second Lashon Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the first Lashon is the more. He says that Kshirim is reference to Shtamatone, holds that it's the Makabel at the very outset. And even if the Makabel doesn't resort to court, he doesn't recover it. It's still in the couple. And the nation will retain it, so the nation will be gone. How? On what basis? On what basis? So he says, the Dine Malchus Adine is not worse than minute. Now, there is a lot of high thing to say. He can't get some. So the nation will be gone. How? On what basis? On what basis? So he says, the Dine Malchus Adine is not worse than minute. Now, there is a lot of high thing to say. He can't get some. There is a. An established practice among merchants to do a certain thing, whether it's a scarf or make a mark upon a schair, as a symbol of the conclusion of the transaction. So that is a kinyan. That the halacha, the final moment of simtuse. So only mele, if there is a law by the malchus, so that's not worse than simtuse. So mele, there is a law of the malchus that the shtar that is sodded. Transfer to a star executed in court, that should change title from the Nesin to the Mikabel, so really it is just as if there had been a universal practice among all Mechrim of Sodis, that the title should change at the moment when the star is executed in court. So suppose there is such an established practice, then without a Dine Malchus, title would change. So if there is a Dine Malchus, even though there is no established practice, sometimes there might be a law on the statutes, but that law is not the, doesn't prevail, it's not practiced universally. So, but the fact that there is such a law on the statute makes it as valid as a minute. So, in other words, there are two Mishnayos of Rabbi. According to one Moshe Rabbi Yehuda, so when Shmuel is not chilek on the Yibayi thing, the first Moshe the Gemara is not chilek. He is only chelik as to the meaning of Kshirim, but not as to any din. According to the second lotion, the first lotion is chilikes to a din. That even in there is the tanatli tell us a malchus. But if everything was done in accordance with the law of the malchus, so then it's like thing to say, and the male is a kinyan. Right now the Rashi. Tone chutz b'chivin enosh. Kol ha-shtores, שהן כגידי נושים, שעל די השטר הדובר נגמה, דהיינה נאמה שטר מתונה. הו הדין נאמה דימוצם לשנויה ולמסיר לישראל. דהינו משוולי שטורת, אלו שנצחיקהו דשנינו ליהו הוכה. דו פחינן הלום מנקטונת סייפה, ערב שימת, ויצריכה לשנויה, שמס מבוקי יקבנאי. Then there is something, the whole expression with the משל is נכת. And it appears from Rishenim in the texture that they didn't have that in Rashi's Loshon. It appears from the Rishonim, because the Rishonim don't mention that. They only mention the first half, not that. But anyway, but let's see. Maybe it fits, I mean, the first half. After God, the king of the Yudin in Sire, Hanem Yudin Tame Kame de Brai Sire, Yudin Yochit Un Yod, Upatrin Al Ovo Yike Lishmo, Vike Mechuk, Vilek Ali Trutze Ale Behoch, Ava Tame Kame Mas Nisnu Yochit Un Yod, Vitone Lishmo, ביטון לשמור ומחובר, לא מקמינו לקרב לזה. דימי דרב שימן סובו לקרב לזה, תנא קמא לא יסביר עלי. נאו דמשל, he's מייחי. He's מייחי, we understand very well why he's מייחי. First of all, the Shemim don't mention that part. And then, the last expression, דימי דרב שימן סובו לקרב לזה, תנא קמא לא יסביר עלי, that's contrary to the מתכון of the Amore. Even though from the first part in Rashi it also appears that Rashi is saying that Masconi doesn't remain. It's only the Halam. So that's why he's made. Now let's see. I mean, what does Rashi say? Rashi is the cash. More is the cash. Kaposi biton ulishin shtori mecher ulishin shtori matot. Bishwim shtori mecher mechiyoyim tuzi ulikon zirai ushtori rai baal. Veachoi tumar nafshai. Elu matoni maikone bai shtori ha shtori chas baal. So then the Gemara gives two terus. One terus is Malchus Adine, the other terus is Tone Mechutz Mechigid Enosh. Now, so Rashi asks the Kashi, why, now of course, in order to apply the terus of Dine Malchus Adine, then there must be a harm in Malchus. If there is no harm in Malchus, so then you cannot take the Malchus Adine, if there is no harm in Malchus. I mean, that goes without saying, according to Ochide, that there is a Machlekes Rishenim in the Rashbo as to whether there is a machlekes between the two Rishenis and the Gemara, or no machlekes. So Rashba himself holds there is no machlekes, except that the first Loshon applies the Mishneh to a case where there is a harm in Malchuseh, and the second Loshon applies the Mishneh to a case where there is no harm in Malchuseh. Where other Rishenim say no. Both Rishenis agree that the Mishneh is reference to a case where there is a harm in Malchuseh. But there is a machlekes between the two Rishenis as to whether the harm in Malchuseh has any significance, or it doesn't have significance. But all Rishenim will agree that in a case where there is no harm in Malchus, suppose that no laws, the Malchus believes, the Malchus believes that the best administrator is, as Kulit says, is one who administers the least, who doesn't pass any laws. So Manele, there are no laws. There is no harm in Malchus. So in such a case, all Rishenim will agree that we can't apply the din of Dine Malchus. Dine. So Manele, Rashi's kasha is, why does the Gemara have to give the teretz, Dine Malchus Dine? And the melee apply the Mishnah to a case where there is a harm in Malchus. Or the second teretz, Tonechutz Mechigid Noshim. So we have to interpret the expression Gid Noshim not in the sense of Gid Noshim, but in the sense of any shtar similar to Gid Noshim. The Gemara could have given a simple teretz. The Gemara could have given a teretz. True, there is no harm in Malchus. And still, a shtar matoni is kosher. But how is a shtar matoni kosher? Is it signed by Goyim? Well, the answer is, the Mishnah is reference to a case where the Shtamatone was executed by Goyish and Georges, and it was Nimsar B'nei the Misire Yisraeli. And the Mishnah goes according to Rav Leza with Misire Kars. So then we don't have to give the Teretz B'malchus Adine, that the Mishnah deals with the case of Harm L'Malchuseh, and we don't have to say that the Pshat in Chutz Megid Enoshim is Chutz Meichi Gid Enoshim. We can say the Pshat is Chutz Megid Enoshim, but in Shtamatone is kosher. Why is it kosher? Because the Shamatone was signed by the judges, but at the same time it was in Nimsa, B'nei the Misire Yisrael. It was Nimsa, B'nei the Misire Yisrael. So what did Rashi say? Rashi says, no, this would be a Shinui Yisrael. So the implication is, in Rashi, that in such a case, the Shamaton would be kosher. Tesis is chilek on Rashi. Tesis says, how could the Gemara give that eretz? The Gemara couldn't give that eretz, because in such a case, it would also be possible, Rabbanon. Just as a get ishum, that is signed by Goy, and Nimsav Nidim Nisir Yisraeli, is possible, Rabbanon, because of Nisir Yisraeli, so is Shamaton also, if it is signed by Goy, and Nisir Yisraeli, the Gemara is Sanhedrin. In the Beirer, applies the din of the Mizuya Meteche to Shtamatone. Harumatante da Versimolos, three Gise, so it's Mizuya Meteche. So what difference does it make? Whether it's Shtamatone signed by two brothers-in-law, by Freilin, and Nimsa leading Sira Yisraelin, or Shtamatone signed by Goyim, and Nimsa leading Sira Yisraelin. So just as there is the din of Mizuya Meteche regarding Shtamatone signed by Freilin and Nimsa leading Sira Yisraelin, so it should also apply to Shtamatone signed by Goyim and Nimsa leading Sira Yisraelin. That's tasteless, there is a Rashi's Kashi, and that seems to be a very obvious error. But Rashi obviously is chilek on this. Because Rashi says, what is Rashi's error on this Kashi? He says, to give the Teretz, to apply the Mishnah, to a case of a Dechzime, or a Misira Yisraeli, and that it should go only according to Reb Lezer, so then if the Mishnah couldn't accord with Reb Meir, that's a Deirach. So it's the Teretz is a Deirach, to say that the Mishnah can only go according to Reb Lezer, not according to Reb Meir. The implication being that according to Reb Lezer, Enoch and Ameh, it would be kosher. But the kasha is, how can it be kosher according to Reb Lezer? But there is a walk of Mizuyah Miteicha, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Mizuyah Miteicha applies to Shtamatone. What difference does it make whether the psul consists in the fact that Krevim signed it, or the psul consists in the fact that Goyim signed it. The same thing. Still we see a machlekes between Rashi and Tesis. As well, a shtamatone signed by a chohen, and nimsav in the Sira Yisraeli, so according to Tesis is possible, because of Mizuyah Peteche, according to Rashi, it's kosher. Now, so Rashi could be explained very simply, and I think that the Tiras Gittin says it. I don't know what this. He has many things there, but this is what the Tiras Gittin says. Now, true, the aloche of Mizuyah Miteche applies to Shtamaton. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Hayim atamted ala sima alei tredis. So why the possum is Rabbah? Because Dil me'osem and Yisrach alai. What's the pshat of Dil me'osem and Yisrach alai? How does Tiras explain it? How does it explain it? In other words, if let's say Shtamatoni is signed by Kreis, and it means something in Israel, and the Shtamatoni is produced in one breath, with a Misira appearing before that, so it should be kosher. So the Gemara says, no, it's possible. Avabe says, it's possible. Why is it possible? Dil more from Yisrachalai. Because if we allow the Shtamatoni, if we recognize the Shtamatoni, in the best where the Misira and Israel appear, so maybe in a month later, the same Mikabel will be in another bed, and he'll try to enforce the Shtamatone. In the other bed, he will not produce the Misira. He'll just produce the Shtar. What kind of Eden does the Shtar have? Two brothers-in-law. It's a possible Shtar. The bed looking at the Shtar, they won't know. The members of the bed won't know that it's brothers-in-law. They will think they are hating. A Daniel is never supposed to be Cheshish, maybe Psulim Atayim. So he'll assume that they are Cheshish, and then he'll enforce the Shtar. He'll recover the Shtar from the Nesek. So will he recover for the Mikabel a Sodeh that does not belong to Mikabel? It belongs to Mikabel, because then it says that they are in the Mitzirah. But Bezdin, the other Bezdin will not be allowed to do it, because they will ask his case. Bezdin is only allowed to act upon a Raya that is Al-Pidin recognized. But a riot that is not recognized, even more MSK, the other beds will not be allowed. So that's it, I call it. So maybe we pass it, even in the beds where the Misira appear. Because if we recognize it here in the beds where the Misira appear, maybe the Mikabel a day later will go to another beds without producing Misira, and they will be recognized, and that will be Shalitibi. Because they last. They last. That's the time. All right. Now. So that's all right by a shtamatone upon which Krevim are signed. So if Krevim are signed, so the Krevim are not. So then it's not even a shtaraya, it's nothing. It's no raya, because Krevim have no lemonets. All right, it is a zakosu. But what's the effect of the zakosu? It's not that that the color is choshev, but the zakosu means that it's potleides, and if it's potleides, so the mailing is no lemones, it's no riot. So now, if we recognize this star in this bezin, when the Messiah appear, maybe a week later, the Mikabe will take the same star to another bezin without producing a Messiah, and then the other bezin will enforce it. And that will be shalik din, because it will enforce it on the basis of a supposedly riot that is not a riot. The other bezin will think that they are hating. So that's it, a cause. Mashen came in the case where a star is signed. Now, Rashi doesn't say that a star, Rashi will agree. If a star was signed by a greatest going, often supposedly, but it cannot make it into the right. because the value is not in hearing. In the staff, in the hearing, you have to resort to the point in the hearing and go away and do the value. No doubt. So the whole value is but on verbal. It's but on verbal. In other words, when can it be that value is the value in hearing? We explain the thing that we say, that it's our way of the hearing without the extreme attention of the body. So it's not necessarily on the basis of the concept that we as the body of the body require Tafir, not Tarayah. We said they didn't know that we require Tarayah, that they hold in as much as we can incorporate the Tarayah, the hearing of the hearing into the staff. Let's say, if the hearing will just testify one information, then that you can write that in back of the staff, that the hearing testifies in the midst of the hearing, then the people of the hearing will be incorporated into the staff. From the way they hold, that the star, the president of the Sire, without the Sire, can be considered a star, because of the fact that the right, the view of the Sire, which normally is the authentic right, it can be incorporated into the star, by just making one testimony in Belgium, the president of the Sire, appear in Belgium, once, and testify, we saw that this star was the star, and then Belgium will make an occasion on the death of the star, that the Messiah testified that this is the name, then the higher, the people of the Messiah will be incorporated into the star. But because of that, something can be said that at the very outset it can be considered a star. But it's not mucha. In other words, it's not mucha that the Messiah will say that the star, with the Messiah, the star way of the Messiah, that is the same thing as the body. So it's because we don't have to be a star. Maybe they also hold that in order to be doing a conscious body, so it's not really that enough. It must be a riot, but they hold with any mystery, with any mystery alone, it can be considered to be starry. Whereas the same would say that if star going with any mystery without the mystery, then I would be a conscious body. They hold, no, if there is no mystery, so then there is no riot here in the star. So the melee, and in order to be it, that only means, that only implies that it is the opinion for this year. But if the raya, it cannot be. And in order to hear from the cosmic body, it must be the raya. Now, we see many things. I think that most of the things are the star boy and not about hoi can be given from the cosmic body. So obviously, it's a kind of transforming world. Not only that the raya of a hoi should be recognized, that the rabbonon, so it's considered like it's Taraye. Like it's Taraye. Why is it considered? If it's considered like it's Taraye, so maybe we can apply all the meaning of Taraye. Now, what's the lot of Taraye? That we say is some of the Akhana. In other words, if the star has a Yachtime, and then, let's say, the Ishe holds the star, or the nation holds the star, the Ritea holds the star, the Eved holds the star, whoever holds the star, so then we say it's some of the Akhana. How do we know if the Misha produces the guest? How do we know that the guest was Misha to the Misha in the other bar or the Misha? Maybe it was Misha that Margaret Tarate. Maybe the bar when it delivered, if the Misha don't come before bed, this way is the Misha here before bed. So then, bed can know, and Misha testifies itself, how the bar handed over directly from Misha to the Misha. But the Aloha is that even the Misha don't appear before bed, the Misha produces the guest. So then you will be matter to get married. Why? Because how did it come to her hand? From the bow. All right. But how do we know the bow handed it over directly from his hand into her hand? Maybe the bow put it yet on the table and then the Misha put it back on the table, so then she's still in the key. So we're not crazy for it. Why aren't we crazy for it? Because, so then she says, he's from the Hachanasa. Furthermore, according to the Misha, she says that by Jesus we must have a Misha. And then the city is a team of the mayor, so there must be a Messiah, because we know it's a well for the sign. So then the question arises, how can a Messiah get married? If you put it together for Belgium, how does Belgium know that they were in Messiah? So they just apply the principle of the son of the Hachana. Again, since he produces a guest, so it's right that everything was done to that degree. And according to the statement that there must be a Messiah, so mainly the right of the star tells us, everything took place according to the vision. What is it according to the vision? There was no Tzidik Mogabit Harte, and there was no Tzidik Mogabit Harte, And that the get was missile from the bowels and reached his hand directly in the presence of an Israel. Does Bezin see all that? No, but that's our work of style. He's from the Achtanah. So when can we say he's from the Achtanah? If it has a Khalid, then you can say he's from the Achtanah. But if you don't have a Khalid, then you cannot say he's from the Achtanah. We cannot say human things. Everything must be proven. So that's our work of story. Mishtom of the Achtanah. So that's the main thing of Sarai, of Mishtom of the Achtanah. So it goes so far as to say that since the coincidence a material must be present, even when it's a layer, so whenever a Misha produces a get, we say Mishtom of the Achtanah, and the get was Misha directly from the bowels and the Misha hand, and the same Misha. Why? That's the work of Sarai, Mishtom of the Achtanah. But if it's not the Sarai, so then we cannot say Mishtom of the Achtanah. So Mimele now, the question arises, what would Tisha say that it's Tachon et Tachon? So the Rai is Tachon et Tachon. But, so the Chachon is more Mitake, by the moment, that is the fact. That's the Rai. Now, so what was Tachon et Tachon? Tachon et Tachon was that this Rai should be recognized. We should accept it. But not that it says it's Din Shtarai. Or, the Tachon et Tachon was that it says it's Din Shtarai. That it says it's Din Shtarai. Now, there is a machleke, the Rambam and the Raya. You see, there is a machleke of the Shemim as to whether a star, an Ashi Bachoy, the Shah, boy, that was that, because it's called when it can be given from the Chosh Shibon. So there are some, the Shemim would say, it cannot be given from the Chosh Shibon. That's the Shemim who are there, that you say, to Magin Mechat. Some, the Shemim say, that it is given from the Chosh Shibon. That's the Shemim who are there, to Magin Mechat. But then there is another machleke between the Rambam and the Raya. The Rambam says that if, let's say, a star was not the Bachoyer, so the Levi cannot say Tirat Yicho, because the Baal can say, so of Yodah, my boy, the Raya says, now the Rambam says, by Tav Yodah, that the Rambam says, there is a Machlech of the Shemini in regard to Tav Yodah also. So the Tav Yodah says, the city is that a star of Tav Yodah has no Levi. So the Levi cannot say Tirat Yicho. Because the Maori can say, so of my boy. And the Rishit and the Rambam should be is that when do we apply the principle of so of my boy, that is only if it's a real star. But if it's a star, it's no lady, so it's not a star, then, so the lady is never to say, that is the Rishit of the Rishit and the Rambam. Now, when we learn Bobastre, so I think I explained it, on the basis of the Shire, whether so of my boy is an extraneous Yehoche, based upon the meaning of people, or it's a high of stuff. Now, if we say, take the Shitein Bobatri, that by Star of Sabyodei, so the Leiva can say, cannot say Pratik. Why? Because the Maul can say, so be my voice. Why? Because take the Shitein is, that we could explain Tatez and do it. Either by saying that according to the Tatez, Sabyodei itself is Sarai, without it, or we could say the Tatez agrees that without it, it is not Sarai, it is not a Lechalim Sarai. But still, the Leiva cannot be Karatiho, because the Raya of Sobi and my boy is not a Raya of Sore, it's an extraneous Sehoche, based upon the myth. Whereas, the Rambam Sike, and the Rishike, and the Rambam Sike, they say that by Sabyodei, for the Leiva is never to say Karatiho, and the Maura cannot say Sobi and my boy, they obviously hold the Sobi and my boy is not an extraneous Sehoche. Because if it had been a strange Yehoche, based upon the meaning of people, to surrender the star when his death is paid, so what difference does it make whether it's a star signed by Elim or a star of Samyone? As far as the meaning is concerned, it's the same meaning. So the reason that I'm obviously hold the story was my boy in the Rai of Shor. So when can we apply, in other words, the star itself testifies that if the mouth holds the star, So he said the star testifies that it wasn't there. So when can we apply the Raya of Shore if it says the Chalei of Star? So it's only if it says Eidim, then it says the Chalei of Star. But Sab Yodei, that it doesn't say the Chalei of Star. The Potis in Yomini is the Chotei, the Tegel Chatei, it must say Eidim. Sab Yodei is only in Yodei of Star. Just as there can be in Yodei of Star. So if you write on a piece of paper, so it's in Yodei of Star, but it does not have the Chalei of Star. If it does not have the Chalei of Star, So the melee, we cannot apply the Rai of Shoreh. That's why the reason Rambam says that the laser is going to take a Rai. But we got only so. So we got the Shab Yodin, the Rambam Shitty is, the laser is going to take a Rai. However, we got the Shtar Ahoy, the Rambam Shitty is, the Rambam Shitty is, the Rambam Shitty is, the laser is not going to take a Rai. So the man needs to explain it. Why? He said, Shab Yodin is no Shtar. But the star not about Hoyesh was also with the story, so he says, Hawaii is the star. So the Mele, he can say, Stop your my voice. What's the chat in the Magazine? Very Hosayan. According to the Rambam, so the whole Aloha Stop your my voice is based upon the Raya story. So by Stop your day, you cannot apply the principle Stop your my voice because it's not a star. It's only going to the star. But anything, star was about Hoyesh, who going my first way there. But it's a correct Hachomi was that Hoyesh. Ahoy is a kosher. That's what Ahoy is a kosher. So it becomes Ishtaraye. If it becomes Ishtaraye, so the whole Rai of Tosh, of Tosh, operates. So he says, so the other, my boy, the Rai will be clear. And the Rai will say, just say, Star, so Star, the other. So the reason is Memon, because the Rai will agree with the reason of Rambam, not the case. Just the Star, Star, the other. The reason is Memon to say, in the mouth I cannot say, stop you in my boy. Why? Because the star is just enjoying the star. So, star also by boy is also, so the lazy can get the right. So, now it's a matter between the Rambam and the Rai is as well as the Kachonis Kachonis. The star also by boy is kosher. What does it imply? Does it imply only kosher is a good Rai? But not that it says the Chalei is being star Rai. This is the sheet of the Rai. So, the Rai says, the delay there can sit for Isaac. We cannot say story of the mouth, we cannot say story of my boy, because only if it has a Khalid is Taraya, so we say story of my boy. Whereas the Rambam holds no. The Zakonet Chachomim was that it should have a Khalid is Taraya. That's Zakonet Chachomim. That Ahoyet, Ishtar, and Asaba Ahoyet, has with Rabbonon, has a Khalid is Taraya. Now, according to the Rambam Shittah, that Ishtar also by Ahoyet, and the Khalid is Taraya, some of the Rashi is not difficult. Rashi is not difficult. Ein noch name. So it's both. Why? Because of the Maton is right. The same way, if it's that Maton would be signed by a gated going, there is no Takone. So the Mele, and mean something in Syrian Israel, so Rashi would agree that the Stamaton is important, the Stamaton is in Tehre. Like the Stamaton is signed by Trey, what is it? Signed by Trey or signed by Boy? But Rashi says that in regard to the Stamaton is signed by Ahoy. Ahoy is a good Raya. The question is it just a Raya, an extraneous Raya? Or Mele Rabbonon is to be considered like a Star Raya. So Rashi says it is, like the Rambam, that the Rabbona is to be considered like a Saraya, not like an extraneous Saraya. So if the Rabbona is to be considered like a Saraya, so we apply the principle of Nishtomet Behechtanate. So in the Mele, just as we say Nishtomet Behechtanate, we got to get. Then we say it in the right, of course, that we get, it's the initial position to get inversion. So even according to Tate, that the must be in the period, how do we know that it was Nishtomet Behechtanate? The Tawak of Saraya, Nishtomet Behechtanate, everything is done, it's a gastric thing. So it seems Stamatone requires an Israel. So if the Mikabel produces a Stamatone that was signed by Ahoyes, so Zakonet Chachomim was that it's signed by Ahoyes, it says the Chaleis in Sarayet. So we say it's Stame the Hechtanase. And we Stame, they were in Israel. What kind of an Israel? Israeli. So then you ask, and who's Yerushalayim do you rely? You rely on the Yerushalayim of the Goyish Jodet? So the answer will be, and by that, does it get us to be administered actually by Dresden? Yeah, doesn't require Dresden. Still, the Aloha is, if a niche produces a get, so we say it's only the Hachanate, takes the test, and we presume that the get was Misa to the Nisho, Liadaba, Liadaba Nisho, and he says, he's ready. Even though it could have been Misa in the absence of Dresden. Get does not require Dresden, so that's the Eye of Shoreh. Of course, it's based upon the Yerushalayim of the Baal. I mean, the Baal would not dare be made there again to his wife not in the presence of any Israel. But that's the Aloha Psoret. So here too, the Nation is a Jew, the Mikabel is a Jew. It was signed by Goyim and Judges. So since a star, not a Bachoy, says the Chalit is the Raya, so maybe we apply the principle of Mishtameh, the Achanase. What does it mean, Mishtameh, the Achanase? It certainly was Mishtameh, the Israeli, So maybe we cannot pass with the Rabbah and deal with the Mishtameh. What kind of Tachoy is that? Maybe the Mishtameh will produce another version, and will not produce it in the Israeli. So what? So the other version you will see, the Goyim and Judges, so they will say, Mishtameh Be'achsanase, and the war in Israel Israel. And that will be the thing. Machenkin is designed by training. So then it's no Raya, it's no Raya with Raya, it's no Raya with Rabon. So we cannot say Mishtameh Be'achsanase.
Yes. Yes.
You know, so the Mishtameh is the same idea. So the Masal is Mechidah. The Masal is Mechidah. The Masal is Mechidah. This expression that you don't obey. You make also
the
music.
So
he's making it. What?
Where?
One second. Mashal is making that too.
The
Zara
calls the
Kosher
Star, so how come you
don't
mention
that
you have to have
chicken salt on the cardboard
star?
The Zara calls the Kosher Star. No, he said the chicken salt. One second. Star is the Kosher of the whole essay. Or the whole star. The whole star. Die Moriere für die Tikkun Stolle in Israel, die Hirn in Zayin. Die Lohan Zeken, 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 so that means also, and he says that he's not memon to say for what, so that's also if it's also Kedikun Stolle. But the Goyish is only a sign. Ain't no name.
What is that? Even if you know that it's the same story, but this is not the rule of Shabbat. And if somebody put it between two years, it's fair that the
way they were about to be
began. Why
can't we find it? I mean, but the fact is that Marshall is Mechid. If it is the Khalid is the Raya, if it is signed by Khalid or by Goyim Gate, so then it's not the Raya. If it's not the Raya, so then we have to the Khalid. But if it has a din of the Raya, so then we don't have to the Khalid. Then we apply the principle of the Stone of the Hershana.
Why is that?
I mean, that's the deal of the deal of Matei.
So if someone produces a star and then he says they were
aiming
here and
brings
to the baker, there's nobody winning at all, nobody
Hasima.
So if they can even want to make the star, and the star
is someone
like,
what?
Is it the same Lakhmeh Shamam? It's like by a Gadisha that the Nisha produces a get without any Hasima, so she can collect because someone has to answer.
Yeah,
so the same also applies by Mama. So by Mama, there's Eddie Krovin.
But when can we say that it's not the Hachanase? Is it a Hachina, a kosher Hachina?
They're not the ones who are being asked
to the jar. No! But it's a kosher Hachina, so then it's not the Hachanase. He says, I mean, what's the Hachanase?
But
the Isha,
she says they're
right in the Sira. No, the Isha doesn't have to say. The fact that the star has, the guest has a Hachina, that in itself proves that everything was done kedatik, that the basic principle is all right. He's not a bachelor.
What would the right to do with the Hizot Srikasha at Bani Gidalaf on Gala?
He said that he has to cut the bread across. He said, why do you need a star at all? If you have it in the suit, throw it. Now we're saying, how does some...
Yes, sir.
What
is the video in mind?
$1,000.
One second. Oh, here's the cache. Here the Gemara says I stole a passo in master believe about the sad and I didn't have it. So it's Magvin and Nechare because of the star. So he says, since they were in Messire, so thou store in the Ochet. He should be able to be given from the Chirin because there is a door of Balvin. Because they didn't testify that he was meant for the star. So it's Magvin and Nechare. Magvin and Nechare. So why does the Gemara have to say that he says he gave it because of the star? We don't even need a star. So he gives a Teret. True, he could be given without the star. But if there hadn't been a star, just a doyen, so he would be able to say for writing. But in view of the fact that there is a star, so a male kid is not able to say for writing, so because he can say story on my voice. This is what it is, please say.
Yes, sir. Isn't right sheet said by...
So what?
So what's right sheet by our fellow?
No, that way. So what we see... No, here... No. Here we have reference to a story of Asoya that was named up the Mishra Yisraeli, no?
Yeah, but it was
Mishra Yisraeli. That has nothing to do with the Shaila between the Rambam Machlekes and the Rambam Reilek. No, the Machlekes between the Rambam Reilek is just a case where there are no way the Mishra Yisraeli. No way the Mishra Yisraeli. Just Achoy is signed by Goyim, by judges. All right, now let's go to the Rashi, the other Rashi. All right, so Mele, that's Rashi. So Rashi to the Mach. So Rashi's thing is that Shtara Nase Bachoye is good with Raya, not only as an extraneous Raya. It's good that it's Shtara Raya. With Rabbonon is good. Good with Machos Raya, but that's the kind of common. That it's not good only as an extraneous Raya. But it's good with Tera Shtara Raya. With Tera Shtara Raya. You see, I mean that it can say, Shtar Biyole my boy, and it can be given on Chos Mishibodi, so it has the din of Shtara Raya, it has the din of Shtara Raya. So maybe we apply the principle So maybe we don't have to be gazy, I don't know what the Mishma Galaya. Because it's not a Be'er-Shanate. We presume that certainly there will be, because he's now saying you see Israel. So if the other person will act on it, so it will be continued. Is it? Masha'in came if it's signed by Gehle Gehle, or signed by Kreli. So then it's not Mishtara Raya. But the other person will not know that they are craving and will act upon it. So that will be it, I call it. Now, what is Teisa Shite? Teisa is the Chilek HaMirashi, and Teisa says that the Psul of Mizuya Pintechei, the Psul of Mizuya Pintechei does apply, the Psul of Mizuya Pintechei does apply. Why? Because if you know something to apply, so the question is, money, I think it's not out of it. So then we should say, it's not the Hershanate. It's not the Hershanate. So the Mele, why should it be possible? So obviously, according to Teisa, the whole Takone, Teisa said it's only Takone Chachon. So according to Teisa, the whole Takone was that even though we write it, we couldn't act on it. Why? Because we need Eidim. Only Takone. Two days don't need to represent any effect. But then I think the Takone Chachon was that Bezin should be able to act on it. But the Takone Chachon wasn't that it has a Chachon to the right. In other words, so it's a raya, it is to be recognized, but what kind of a raya? As an extraneous raya, not as a star raya, as a star raya. So in the melee, we cannot say it's from the Hershanate. So in the melee, we have to be great, the Bill Meose. The Mishmachalaya, maybe it will be produced before another Bezdin, and the other Bezdin will take a look at the star, Matone, they will not know that it's Korean, they will think that it's Israeli, and then Bezdin will enforce it, even though it will be a deen, but still, in Lazarus' case, So the machleket between Rashi and Tosfos is on the question as whether the halacha that a shtar lata b'achoyes is valid just as a yichoches dodi. According to Tosfos, it's only valid as a yichoches dodi. According to Rashi, it's not valid as a yichoches dodi, but it's valid as a shtar. Right. Yes? No. Because by matone, so we say Yerkebez and Hefker, so the Chachomim can declare that it's the right. But like if you know Shishkir Avoni, we cannot say Yerkebez and Hefker, so it must be the right with the right. And of course with the right, it's not the right, it's going. Only with the Rabbonon it's the right, you see. But with the right, it's not the right. With the right, at most, it could be a Yerkebez and Hefker, that's all, like Niger. But it couldn't be the right. In order to be the right, it must have been it. But mit der Rabbonon bei Matone, so ich hätte gewiss Hefka, just as we say, hätte gewiss Hefka gab ich doch Reihe, so ich kann sehen, dass Matone auch noch hätte gewiss Hefka. So, and it is a Reihe. So, and it is a Reihe, it is a Reihe mit der Rabbonon. But that we know she, if it is a Reihe, it is a Reihe mit der Rabbonon, it's not enough. But it is not a Reihe. It must have a Reihe, it is a Reihe mit der Reihe. And mit der Reihe, it does not have a Reihe, it is a Reihe. That's why it's possible. Mit Rabbonon, even though it's winter, it's not in Israel. Because mit Reise, it's not, it does not have a Chalese in Shtaraye. And mit Meile, mit Reise, we cannot say Mishtone Berachtanase. But Gabi Matone, we are not worried about the fact that mit Reise, it's not, it does not have a Chalese in Shtaraye. As long as mit Rabbonon, it's a Chalese in Shtaraye. So Meile can say Mishtone Berachtanase. So that's good enough. Now, what is Rashi's Teret? Rashi's Teret is, Afar Kav Din Kmin Ol Hiyo. Oh, so what did he say? So Rashi says, Rashi says, they don't have a name, the more I could have given the carrot. But that carrot is in the East.